How did you gain the support of administration for transitioning? And so earlier in my first question, or in the first question, I think I listed sort of administrative buy-in as a real challenge for this program. And so to kind of set the stage for that, I'd like to give just a little bit of background to the situation as we came into the how we came up with our particular idea, and then how we approached our administrative team on implementing that idea. And so, Seattle Central was a prototype school for these degrees. So we had a history of developing bachelor's degrees, and the state of Washington, and particularly the governor, knew about this. And so when it came time for her to sort of put some stimulus into the education system to kind of help meet the needs of the workforce moving forward in our state, Seattle Central was one of the first choices for her, and to create some very specific or some new bachelor's degrees in areas in critical need areas around the state, healthcare being a central figure in that, also business and a few other things. And so we they the legislature actually developed what they called a budget proviso, which was a funny term because it would imply that there's money and there's not. But anyway, basically what it was sort of a legislative impetus for Seattle Central specifically to develop a bachelor's degree in allied health. And it also advised the State Board of Community and Technical Colleges in our state to get ready for being able to approve and process these new degrees. And so we had sort of this legislative push to get these degrees developed. And so what happened was they convened a work group of multiple individuals who were sort of leadership in the healthcare programs around campus. And so that's how I ended up in this particular group of individuals. And we had a number of discussions, and what we started to talk about was what are the common factors among programs, and what are the common needs for programs who should or need to elevate to the bachelor's level. And so a lot of those are the common needs that or the needs that were developed on our own field through the work of 2015, and a lot of it is just common sense. None of us really have time to teach those research skills in our, in busy curricula. And so we developed the idea of an umbrella degree, which held multiple tracks within it. And this idea, I think, kind of came out of the University of Missouri and the School of Health Professions, because that was the type of program that I went through, and I thought it was really ingenious that they administer a single degree with a number of different tracks. And I think what that provides in the in this university system, and what it provides in our system, was a degree of economy of scale. And so we were able to pull many students into one degree that were in multiple programs. And so that was turned out to be one of the key factors for the administrators, was the idea that we could pool together multiple sources of FTE under one degree. And that motivated them because there's a financial incentive to lump together these more expensive healthcare programs with the other tracks, the two tracks that were not first professional programs, that have a fairly high or a fairly sizable ability to bear FTEs. So they're bringing in funding to the college, but they're not nearly as costly. And so that cost kind of offsets the cost of the first professional programs, especially dental hygiene and respiratory care, which are the first two tracks that we developed in the program. And so it made a lot of sense to them. Another big factor for them was that our programs are expensive, and what makes our programs so expensive is really the clinical education piece. And so one of not it feels a little shameful, and yet at the same time it makes complete economic sense that we shouldn't really have to give it away. The training is intense, it's very low ratio, And there's a lot of hours, and so it's extremely costly. And so it's not really a bad thing for students to pay a higher level of tuition for those courses that create such a drain on our financial resources. And so that was another idea that was pretty attractive to the administrators. And then, when we built a story, or when we built our case rather, to get the to talk to our administrative team, when it was sort of that do or die moment when the future of the degree was really kind of on the chopping block, and what are we really going to do, and why are we going to do these first professional programs, so when we could just do generic completion degrees and probably make come out ahead on that. And so what we really needed to hone in on with the administrative team was sort of this is part, this was part of our college mission, is to support the workforce. And the programs that we had were not really supporting the workforce for the next 20 years. They were supporting the workforce of the past 20 years. And so we really needed to think about change in terms of how we want to be situated in the community, specifically in a very sort of, very present, or I guess I want to say, in the high need areas of healthcare. And so we used that. That was a key point for us to deliver to the administrators. In the end, we each had to make a case for our program to have a degree. And for respiratory care, I leaned heavily on the 2015 papers. I circulated copies of those papers to the administrative staff. Everybody got a chance to read them, and everybody got a chance to see that literally there was no way that we were going to be able to continue and integrate the new skills. Secondly, we were already at 125 credits or so for our respiratory care program. So literally those are quarter credits. It was literally a 3-year program at that point. And so then to tack on another 2-year program on top of that for students to get a bachelor's degree didn't make a lot of sense. And that was another powerful argument. And then really the other, we looked at local hiring trends, and a lot of hospitals now are actively seeking baccalaureate prepared therapists, and there's really no way for Washington to meet that need. And that was another big factor in in our argument for having a respiratory care program be a part of the degree. And we also received a lot of support from other colleges. So our other colleges with respiratory care programs supported us in this, along with our state society, put out a white paper that was also instrumental, just really talking about that we really needed this for Washington State. And so I think those are the main points that we made to the administrative team. And in the end, they ultimately decided that respiratory care did have a place in the new bachelor's degree. So I felt like that was a huge success. And I think really the biggest, one of the big factors in that really came down to the fact that we were able to talk about an idea that created some economy simply in the fact that we can pool those students into one degree area. So hopefully in the end that will offset some of our costs, which all administrators are very happy to do.